Episode 2081, Are You Asking the Wrong Questions?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is time to get started for a fabulous week. Yes, it is Mindset Monday. And you know what? I want you to think really hard today. And I know you're thinking, but it's Monday. Yeah, and that's why we've got to start off strong. Are you asking the wrong questions? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the eKisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When you create change and impact, the knowledge you gather is crucial to the wisdom you gain. But are you asking the wrong questions? The key word here is wrong. We ask a lot of questions. I mean, seriously, from a young age, we ask questions. The favorite one being, why? Do you remember that stage with your children? They're like, why? Why, Mom? Why, Dad? Why does this happen? Why? Why? They're like little mama birds. Why? 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 You're like, please be quiet. Now that curiosity continued into teens and adulthood. And hopefully you still have some of that curiosity now, because learning is amazing to continue to grow the brain, and we are always growing. But maybe you were one who was a little quieter when the teacher called on you, or maybe you couldn't get your hand up fast enough to answer the question. What about when you didn't know the answer, though, and you were put in the position to ask the question? Did that little shy child stay quiet? Or were you the first to jump in with a question? Me, 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 I got this. As the years pass now, self-esteem begins developing, perceptions set in, habits established, and behaviors are fine-tuned. Then inject the self-talk. Womp, womp, womp. We need that kind of funky music because, yeah, the self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? What are you repeating when you fail versus when you succeed? So much of our lives are built on success that when there is a possibility of failure, not a guarantee, but just a possibility, we do everything we can to talk ourselves away from the goal or in a way that will soften the blow if success isn't achieved. We even interject excuses why not to do something or why we are not equipped. Ring any bell? Hit any home runs with that one? Yeah, call me out. And you know what? A lot of this comes from the E-cubed. Yes, expectations, experiences, and emotions. It's the expectations placed on you and by you. So they're ones that you feel like, oh, wait, I have to meet these certain expectations by whether it's mom and dad, aunt and uncle, grandma, grandpa, you name it. You know, maybe it's a teacher, a professor, a coach. You're like, oh my gosh, I got to live up to these. And then you have your own set of expectations. Then you've got experiences. And the experiences that you have gone through in life also formulate those self-talking mechanisms. Are they good? Are they bad? What are you saying? And then filter in, of course, emotions, E-cubed. From there, you formulate questions. And in order to make sure you are asking the proper questions, you got to question your questions. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Question your questions. Are you asking the wrong questions? And most of us should answer the question with a resounding yes, with much applause. Because we are. We are asking the wrong questions. What more do I need for this promotion? What style should I write so that I can grow my audience for my book? What certification am I lacking? What kind of mom am I? How dare I think I could do this? Am I crazy? Why can't I do better? What areas do I need improvement on? Why? Why do you put me in this position and I don't have the answers? Why? What is going on in my life? Why can't I get to where I want to be? Why do I keep running into detours? It's not fair. Have you seen my neighbor? It's not right. Does that sound like a lot of the questions in your buckets? Yeah. The buckets that you hold so close to you. Unfortunately, the thoughts that you have, you hold close to your heart. And that can cause us what? To stop. not just to pause, but to stop. And if we aren't really completely stopped, maybe we get stuck and we use excuses like, oh, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll give it a few more days, few more weeks, which turns into what in reality? Months, years, and here you are in the same position. And it doesn't matter if you're trying to lose weight. It doesn't matter if you're writing a book. It doesn't matter if you're starting a business. It doesn't matter if you're running a business. It doesn't matter where you are in life. You could be the stay-at-home mom that is loving on your kiddos, and you could be in this position right now going, I don't know. I'm here. And then you feel like I'm not accomplishing anything. You feel less than. You got it, good enough. But you are good enough. You are worthy. And this stupid head talk that we go through over and over and over again, and I know because I've done it for years. Does it still pop up once in a while? Oh, yes. And I have to silence it. I have to wash my mind. I have to wash my buckets of thoughts because it just keeps pouring out sometimes. Now, understand this. A lot of these are good questions. So, you know, maybe like, okay, what certification am I lacking? Maybe you need a certain certification in your profession in order to go to the next level. Okay, maybe that's a great question to ask. But how are you asking it of yourself? How are you formulating that question? Believe it or not, we ask questions in the wrong order, and it all started back at the beginning. Why? 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 So question your questions. And what does that look like in real life? What does it look like for application purposes? Because I know there's a lot of things out there that you can read. There's a lot of books. There's a lot of material. And they'll say, here, this is what you need to do, but they never tell you how to do it. So I want to give you three steps that you can start right now today. And the first one comes from my good friend, first and foremost. Also, he is a New York Times bestselling author of the book, 48 Days to the Work and Life You Love. It's this year 20th anniversary, so it's coming out. Be on the lookout. Is Dan Miller. And he is an amazing man, truly is. And he asks this question all the time. And no matter where you are, it will stop you for a good reason. Not stop you to get stuck, but stop you knowing that when you answer it, it's going to help propel you forward. What does this make possible? What does this make possible? You could be looking at just being fired from your job and ask yourself the question, what does this make possible? You could have had an argument with your spouse. What does this make possible? You could be taking care of your bills and you're like, have you seen my checkbook? What does this make possible? It's a way to have you stop and look at things differently, to formulate different questions. Question your questions. Because you see, we're all out to sabotage ourselves. Why? Because we're negative. We're sinful creatures. It comes out that way. If you want to be an optimist, if you want to be that happy-go-lucky, I'm here with a smile all the time, it takes work and it takes effort and it doesn't always come easy to everyone. I would like to think that I am that happy-go-lucky. Nope, I don't have it all in order. But I do have a lot of joy and I wear a lot of smiles. But that doesn't mean that I don't have a lot of junk. And when I'm dealing with that junk, what does this make possible? Thanks, Dan Miller. What does this make possible? I want to encourage you the next time you hit a roadblock, the next time there's a detour in your plan, in your perfect plan, right? Because that's all we write are perfect plans. What does this make possible? Number two, ask beyond yourself. Now, this comes from the heavenly mindset. We are so wrapped up in the earthly mindset. We get caught up in what the world thinks we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to proceed. Who says you have to go to college right out of high school? Okay, maybe mom did, and that's why you went. But now look at your children. Do they really have to go to college right out of high school? I'm going to answer that. No. There's a lot of other options. But you see, it's not about just saying, okay, well, yeah, it looks like we're supposed to go down this certain roadmap. And an earthly mindset, that's what we do. But a heavenly mindset is different. Ask beyond yourself. So for example, why am I not cut out for this? What strengths do I have to offer? Whoa, there's a difference. Why can't I get this job? What job am I really qualified for? Do you see the difference? Do you hear the difference? And then do you feel the difference? Remember E-cubed? Yeah, those emotions. We've got to begin to connect the heart with the mind. And that leads me to number three, believe with the heart, not just think with the head. Our thoughts, they come in buckets, buckets and buckets full. All at the same time, it's amazing how fast our brain works. I mean, you know, we know multitasking is a myth, right? We can't do it well. We try to do two or three things at the same time, but some things fall off the wagon when we're trying to do it. But our thoughts, it's like we've got 10,000 in one bucket, and all of a sudden, in 5 seconds, we have thought through all of them. Okay, so maybe if that's not you, it's just me, then I'm the weirdo. But I feel that way sometimes. And all of a sudden, I have this look of deer in the headlights. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Our thoughts come in buckets. They can flood our minds in just seconds, thinking we can to believing we can't. So you've got to believe with the heart, not just think with the head. What does this make possible? What do you have in store for me, Lord? What are the plans that you see, not just what I see? It's a heavenly perspective, a heavenly mindset. You know, I was watching some incredible sports this weekend, tennis, football. Oh my goodness, I had it on and my kids were like, Mom, you don't have to yell so loud. They can't hear you. I'm like, oh, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, it's all in. And now, you know, with everything going on, my yells are probably just a little bit louder. Why? Because I don't know. Maybe I feel a little bit cooped up, but it doesn't matter. I don't care if the neighbors hear me. I don't care if the dogs are howling with me. I want them to feel my presence on the field, right? I mean, it's like, come on. And you're cheering them on. Well, I was watching the final game of the evening, and it was Seattle Seahawks versus New England Patriots. And it came down to the last 3 seconds of the game. The New England Patriots had the ball on the 1 yard line. The ball was snapped, and Cam Newton, he's the quarterback of the New England Patriots, held the ball for a quarterback draw. Seattle defensive player Hill was on the end, took one of the Patriots' offensive ends out, and then got a hit on Cam's legs to cause him to do a mid-air somersault. Seattle won the game. Now, let me just say this. It doesn't matter if you're a Patriot fan or a Seahawk fan. There's more to this story. Because what you didn't know about Hill, he was a backup. You see, there was one guy, the main guy, he was disqualified, kicked out of the game. The second string was out injured, and then Hill was put in. Now, had Hill handled himself all throughout the practices, weeks before, going, you know what? I'm like number three. I'm never going to get a chance. Do you think that he would have changed the outcome of the game? You better believe it. But you see, there was more with Hill. There was a heart, not just a head. He combined the two together. He asked the right questions. He showed up for the game, even though there was no guarantee that he would even play. But on the most important play of the game, the score ended 35-30. Seattle Seahawks won. But when he was on the end and Cam Newton had the ball and he came running around doing that quarterback sneak, yeah, I'm going to run it in. I got this. And Hill said, oh, no, you don't. took off the offensive end and was able to stop Cam Newton also. You are created on purpose for a purpose. You're not going to live a perfect life. You're not going to have the perfect plan. But you can, however, have a different mindset. It's a heavenly mindset, not a worldly mindset. It's not about what you hear, all the pitter-patters. It's not about how many followers you have on Instagram. It's not about how many friends you have on Facebook. It's not about how many likes you have on one post. It's not about what church you attend. It's not about the people you know. It's a heavenly mindset. It's a vertical connection that there is more to me than what I just see. It's not just about my thoughts. Are you asking the wrong questions? Not anymore. Question your questions, right? Dig deeper in the correct way, the proper way. You want to expose your greatness. You don't understand, but you already have so much equipped within you. But you have to be willing to step out. And most of us don't because we don't feel it. We have a disconnect. We don't feel it. We don't think it. So we can't be it. Are you asking the wrong questions? You're not today, and you won't be tomorrow. Start looking at things differently. Start looking at things with an open mind and open heart, knowing that there's more than just what you see is what you get. Ask the right questions. What does this make possible? Make sure they go beyond yourself. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. And believe with the heart, not just think with the head. You can go out and do anything that you want to do. So, are you willing to do it? Come on, get your head in the game and your heart too. We got this. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.